A third American, a male doctor who didn't work directly with Ebola patients, has reportedly been struck by the virus in Liberia. Meanwhile, Nancy Reitbol, the missionary who was one of two American aid workers who was brought from Liberia back to Emory University Hospital to be treated for Ebola, held a press conference today in Charlotte, North Carolina.
And I just want to express, first of all, my appreciation to the Lord for his grace, for his mercy, and for his saving of my life. There were many mornings I woke up and thought, I'm alive. And there were many times when I thought, I don't think I'm going to make it anymore.
She also thanked all the health workers who helped save her life. The World Health Organization is holding a meeting this week at its headquarters in Geneva to agree on a plan to hold clinical trials. Meanwhile, the WHO held a press conference this morning. Jason Beaubien, NPR's global health and development correspondent, was there. He joins us from Washington. Jason, welcome as always.
It's great to be with you.
And Jason, Dr. Tom Friedman of the Friedman of the Centers for Disease Control yesterday said the window of opportunity to tamp this down is closing. We need to scale up the response now. The WHO director, Margaret Chan, has said the Ebola outbreak would get worse before it gets better. So What was said at the press conference?
Well, you know, again, Margaret Chan from the WHO said that they will get this outbreak under control. And yet they're to some degree feels like they're not entirely sure that that is going to happen or when that is going to happen. She laid out the huge challenges that they're facing. For one, just getting the resources into that region has become incredibly difficult because so many countries have banned flights coming in or out of that region. Airlines have shut down. They also are just getting people to volunteer to come and work there is incredibly difficult. They're having a lot of trouble doing that. And they need money. They don't have the money to do everything that they want to do. So there are huge challenges. But they did vow that they are going to get this under control. And exactly when that is going to be, they don't seem to know. They're saying in 6 to 9 months.
Well, and pick up on the money issue. What had they been asking for and where are they now?
Well, just last week, they were saying that going to need $490 million for this new roadmap they have to get this under control. Today, they're talking about $600 million for this same plan that they laid out last week. So, you know, it's going up rapidly. Mm-hmm. They're saying they need hazard pay to get doctors and nurses to come back to the clinics, local doctors and nurses to come back to work because they're terrified. Some of them haven't even been getting paid. There have been some strikes in the region by medical professionals. So they're saying getting enough money in there so that at least people know they're going to get paid. If you show up to work in this incredibly hazardous medical facility where you might be dealing with people with Ebola, at least that issue wouldn't be on the table, that you know you're going to have a paycheck at the end of the week.
Well, given that, you know, given that there are so many different questions about the different countries and how they're treating this with things like air travel, you know, what are some of the questions that arise? I would think one would be, when does the WHO become more aggressive and what might that look like?
They were asked that directly. You know, several people at this press conference said, you know, why isn't there a stronger response by the WHO, by the UN, by somebody to come in and really take control of this situation? And Margaret Chan, the Director General of the WHO, made it very clear that this is going to be run by the local governments, the local ministries of health. They are going to be in charge. And she basically said that it's a red line that is not going to get crossed. You know, some people are questioning that. At what point does it get to be such a bad outbreak that's crossing so many international borders that somebody else needs to step in? Clearly, these ministries of health in these places, which are some of the poorest countries in the world, haven't had the resources, haven't had the technical staff to take this, you know, outbreak by the horns and get it under control. So that question is out there. But the WHO made it very clear that this is going to be driven by the local governments in these countries that are affected by Ebola.
And because, you know, the question then becomes, would you want someone to take over your country?
Absolutely. You know, would you want somebody? But I think at some point, people in some of those areas want something different. They want some other agency to come in and actually provide services that to actually contain the outbreak in their neighborhoods. You know, the WHO again today was saying there aren't enough ambulances, there aren't enough beds, there aren't enough just even protective gear for some of the staff that are trying to treat these patients. So, you know, clearly, you know, this issue of sovereignty is out there. But if things continue to get much worse, maybe there will be a change in thinking on that.
Well, and as we know, there's no more, at least for now. There aren't doses of the one cure that seemed to have worked, ZMapp. They're frantically trying to reproduce more. Kent Brantley was the other American doctor first infected with Ebola and brought to Emory. He has now been cured. He appeared on NBC talking to Matt Lauer. He said at one point doctors didn't think he was going to make it.
I felt like I was about to die. And I said to the nurse who was taking care of me, I'm sick, I have no reserve, and I don't know how long I can keep this up.
Well, but meanwhile, he looked terrific. You know, he looked so healthy, as did Nancy Reitbol. I'm wondering how those images, you know, if you have any opinion on that, Jason, how those images might impact how we go forward when people see, look, two people who look pretty good.
Absolutely. This is hugely important in terms of the response to this. People need to have confidence that they actually can get treated, that they might be able to survive this, because only if people believe that will they actually seek out medical care. We've had places in West Africa where people are running away from the healthcare centers rather than running to them. Mm-hmm. And that is making this outbreak so much worse. You're ending up spreading the disease in remote areas, oftentimes out in rural areas, now also in Monrovia, a dense urban capital of Liberia. So having images of people who have survived, it's crucial to getting this outbreak under control. And it's great that those two are doing so well.
Well, meanwhile, another exchange that he had with Matt Lauer, he was asked, Matt Lauer said, people ask me, am I going to be afraid to shake your hand? He shook his hand many times to demonstrate that once someone's cured, they can no longer be contagious. So that image got out as well today. Jason Beaubien, more than 100 scientists, drug company heads are going to meet this week at the WHO's headquarters in Geneva. That's the next step in the few seconds we have?
You know, they're looking for a Hail Mary here. They're looking for something that they can throw at this outbreak, some medical, you know, advance that might actually work. And so they're looking at everything that's out there. What's on the table? What might be a possibility? What is, you know, least likely to do any harm? And they're going to try to sort through that and hopefully have some other options, some other medical options for treating people.
Jason Beaubien, NPR's global health and development correspondent, who went to today's WHO press conference, a situation that is still dire, the Ebola outbreak. Jason, thank you so much.
You're welcome.